front desk dog, the brief for independent clinic owners who keep losing their best credentialed techs even after they finally raise the pay. But picture Sunday afternoon, your phone lights up, it's your best technician, the one who can place a catheter in a fractious cat before you found your gloves, the one your clients ask for by name. And the message is short. She's giving notice. You gave her a raise this spring. You gave her the good schedule, and she's still leaving. So you sit there and think, what else was I supposed to do? Pay her even more. Here's the one move, and I want you to hear it before your instinct sends you back to the job boards. Before you post that ad, run a top of license audit. Top of license just means letting a credentialed tech do the high skill work her training and your state actually allow instead of the tasks an assistant could cover. Because the thing that drove her out probably wasn't the paycheck. She didn't quit over the dollars. She quit over the Tuesdays, the professional afternoons spent on work she was overqualified for by her second year. Fix that, and you fix two problems at once. The one that keeps her, and the one that's quietly capping how many patients your doctor can see. Let me show you why the raise didn't save you. The profession has a paradox. It keeps circling. Technician pay has been climbing, and technician satisfaction has been falling at the same time. Pay up, satisfaction down. If money were the whole story, those two lines would move together. They don't. The National Association of Veterinary Technicians in America keeps close tabs on how credentialed techs are feeling, and a large share report, real burnout, and a real intent to leave the field. When you ask what's underneath it, the same answer keeps surfacing. Not just the money, being underused. A licensed professional paid to do work far below what she trained for. A specialist you're paying to file paperwork. She notices. They always notice. So here's the reframe. You've been treating this like a pay problem, and it looks like one because pay is the thing you can change with a spreadsheet on a Sunday night. But the driver underneath is underutilization. And that word matters because underutilization isn't only why she's unhappy. It's also why your schedule is jammed. Every hour your credentialed tech spends on a task an assistant could do is an hour she's not spending on the clinical work that frees up your doctor. So the same waste that's burning her out is also the ceiling on how many patients the practice can see in a day. Therefore, the fix isn't a bigger raise, it's a better use of the person you already have. So here's how you actually run the audit, and you can start this week. First, write down everything she did last Tuesday, task by task, with no judgment. Second, mark the tasks an assistant can legally handle, like stocking, callbacks, and paperwork, and hand those down. Third, look at what the doctor is doing that a tech can clinically cover, the monitoring, the routine education, and hand those up, moving them off your doctor's plate. Now look at what you just built. You handed the low-skill work down and off her plate. You handed real clinical work up onto it. And in the same move, you bought back doctor time. You can fill with the appointments that were sitting on your wait list. You made her job worth staying in, and you lifted the clinic's capacity with the exact same team. That is the thing a raise alone can never do. One more move, and it's free. Have the conversation before the exit interview does. Sit down with your good techs and ask them one honest question. What part of your job here feels beneath your training? Then actually listen. The exit interview is just that same question asked 6 months too late after she's already found the door. Ask it while she still wants to stay, and you get to fix it while it still counts. So here's the part worth sitting with. You can't outpay this problem, and the good news is you don't have to. You can look at how you're using the best people you already have and give them a job that's actually worth their license. Do that, and the tech you can't afford to lose has a reason to stay, and your schedule opens up at the same time. Now, none of this is legal, HR, or scope of practice advice. What a credentialed tech can do varies by state, so that part is a conversation for you and your own rules. This is just one plain owner-to-owner business take from a show with a dog at the front desk. If you want the audit already built, we made the top of license tech audit. It's a one-page worksheet with the tasks to hand down, the clinical work to hand up, and the three questions for that stay conversation. Follow the front desk dog and grab it on the episode page so the next time you're tempted to write a job ad, you run the audit first. The front desk dog, one paw on margins, stay independent, stay sharp,